Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the fourth issue of Giant Days, and it starts out with Daisy's birthday party. They're at a bar, and Daisy had just turned 18, and Ed is getting ready to buy her a drink, but Esther slides in real quick and says that we're operating a system because Daisy doesn't drink. So if you give us the money, you can put it in a fund that will generate a low-level buzz on special occasions for her whole university career, which is pretty nice, pretty good. So Ed puts in, looks like 10 pounds, and he asks for some change. And Esther's like, "That's an excellent joke, Ed. Thank you for your donation," and walks away. And Ed's standing there looking at his wallet with a moth flying out. We then go to Esther and Susan talking about Nadia. Nadia is the girl that we met at the end of the last issue, the one that Daisy was talking to. And they are having, you know, conversation, but it's revealed that Nadia was doing all these stuff and got caught. And is just telling the story to Daisy, and Daisy's eating it up. She's loving it because she's got a bit of a crush on Nadia. Both Susan and Esther are worried because they think that Daisy isn't... They're not saying that Nadia's bad, but because of her crush on her, she may be overlooking things. So, who knows? Esther says that Nadia's coat stinks of jazz cigarettes. I don't want Daisy to catch reefer madness. I don't know. They're worried. They're friends. I get it. It sucks, but, you know, it's what it is. But as they are still partying, we have McGraw come into the bar and just yells at Susan. Like, he is holding a, what's it called? Misogynist charter. Basically, Susan's little pamphlet that she had that she was giving out to people. She doesn't even know how this came to be because she only had a few copies and she handed them all out. But this one looks like a fifth generation almost. Like, I think is what they say. Oh, third generation copy. And McGraw is just like, he has no idea what to do. He says, "Everywhere I go, women's eyes burn into me." And Ed says that while he was walking to the train station, he saw some girls handing him out, like these 13-year-old girls handing out this pamphlet. Susan is all distraught because she was just trying to have a bit of fun, basically at McGraw's expense, and McGraw is not happy with it, to the point where he kind of ended the party vibe. So the girls decide to go home, Susan and Esther, that is, because it's Daisy's birthday. Nadia decides that, you know, she's going to take her out for a little bit, like to some clubs and have a good time because it's her birthday. So those two go off, Susan and Esther go back home. And so, you know, we follow Daisy, obviously. So they get to this club. And Daisy is like, "I don't know if I like this music." And Nadia's like, you might need a bit of assistance. And hands her some drugs. Not really sure what drugs, just drugs. And this is where I do the responsible thing and say, drugs are bad. Do not take drugs. Yeah. Anyway, she had three pills in her hand. And she only meant for Esther to take one of them, but Esther decides to take all three of them. And yeah, she goes, she's high. She's high as hell to the point where she's trying to figure out what song. And this shows how old this comic is. Like I said, it's from 2015. She tried to Shazam the song so that she could, you know, listen to it later. But she was actually at the dryer in the bathroom. So Nadia decides to, you know, take her home because it's like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. It's early. The sun's coming up. Not the, I don't know. I think they just closed the club down, which that's fine. Ed and McGraw are at a diner. They're getting some breakfast food, and McGraw is just, he has no idea what to do with all of this shit that Susan had put on him. And it's just great because Daisy's walking by high as hell, of course, and sees McGraw in the window and just starts screaming, "It's the devil! It's the devil!" You know, Nadia's trying to drag her away, and McGraw is just, he sucks. It sucks for him. So we go back to Esther and Daisy, and Esther really wants to know what Susan's problem with McGraw is. Like, he is a very nice man. Like, he's very gentlemanly. She has no idea why Susan would do what she's been doing to him. So she is like, she wants to know what's going on. So Susan decides to tell her. She says that they've been friends since they were 13. When they sat next to each other in metalwork class, she made an X held together with a rivet. He made a pair of scissors that were eventually presented to Prince Charles. We got into a lot of scrapes, but got a lot of things done. We made some enemies along the way. But you can't make an omelet without punching a few idiots. The last summer of school, I asked him if I could be his girlfriend. I wanted that forever. He said no. He then spent the summer going out with Kylie Trainer. It's then revealed that they both took a year off of school, or year off after school. Susan drove a forklift around a warehouse, and he helped build a hospital or some such rubbish, because he's a good guy. And as they're standing there in the hallway, because Susan near the smoke, Daisy comes walking in, still high, and it's revealed that Nadia just dropped her off at her house, her apartment, and then just left, which put a bit of a sour taste in the girls' mouth. Like, they weren't too happy with that, but at the same time, you know, what is Nadia really going to do? So they're getting ready to take her back to her room, and Esther sees the door to the stairs open up, and we are introduced to Daisy's grandma, or granny, and she's there to take Daisy out to breakfast. Well, brunch, and all of them, actually, because they're all friends. Esther rushes to Daisy's room and tells Susan to throw her under a shower to clean her up a little bit to get her ready for this brunch. So it's the whole like, oh yeah, no, Esther is not going to talk. She's fine. She's just tired, blah, 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 blah. When her grandma asks Daisy what she did for her birthday, she says, "I ate a handful of pills my new friend gave me, then danced to minimalist techno bangers in a disused warehouse until 7 a.m. And Granny is just like, yeah, that's my granddaughter. Such a wicked sense of humor. You know, thinking it was all just a joke when it was all real. So Esther gets Daisy back up to her room so that she can actually go to take a nap. But as she's laying down, Nadia shows up and is giving her birthday present, which is just a mug. Well, I mean, it's fun mug, but Daisy asks Nadia out on a date, and Nadia turns her down. And we've all been in that situation where you ask somebody out you really like, and they say no. It's like, what do you do? So Nadia, at that situation, Nadia leaves, and Daisy she passes out and ends up sleeping for a full 24 hours. Well, more than 24 hours, really. So as Daisy is coming into the little kitchenette area, I'm not entirely sure, she asks Esther if drugs can make you like girls instead of boys. And Esther's got a bit of a, it's actually a pretty good thing. She says, it's more of a sliding scale, Daisy. It's not a switch. Maybe you're already like girls enough to want to kiss one after a handful of illegal psychotropics. Or just once a fortnight, under controlled lab conditions. I think you have to work it out for yourself. The next day, we see McGraw and Susan. They, well, he's trying to convince Susan to stop picking on him. So he made a, like, sculpture, I guess. He made two giant boxes out of wood. And he calls it, it's art. That's what he's saying it. He calls it Mother Plus Son. And it's one big wooden box. And right next to it is a small wooden box. The one girl that sees it, she says, I do not understand it, but it moves me. Another one says, it says everything he couldn't mansplain with his ineloquent mouth. It's two damn boxes. I don't get what these. Okay, sure, whatever. I mean, it's like in the park or something. Everybody sees it. Everybody's there. Well, I was going to say all three of them, but actually just Susan, Esther seem to be there. And so does Nadia. So Esther takes it upon herself to confront Nadia. And she kind of calls her out, basically saying, you know, you led Daisy on. You made her think that you like girls. And Nadia's like, I do like girls and I like Daisy, but not that way. I just want to be friends with her. You know, that's still allowed. And she storms off and Esther's like, I suppose it is allowed. She's confused. She doesn't know what to do now. Back at the dorm, it's revealed that there's a holiday ball coming up. Esther convinces Susan to go. Daisy would like to go. So if, you know, the two of them are going, then Susan's like, fine, we'll go, but I'm not dressing up. Ed is standing there as well, and he nonchalantly asks Esther if she's taken anybody. And he's like, or Esther's like, nope, going stag. I think we're all going stag. Three massive stags. And Daisy asks Ed to go stag with him. And he's like, yeah, I guess I will. Esther, being very oblivious to it, to what all happened, she, you know, wraps her arm around his neck and says, it's a night of romance. Our luck has to be in. If the night's a bust, we can get married to each other the next day. And Ed's eyes are just wide and his, you know, mouth is just like, N-n-n-n-n-n. And that's how we end this first arc, this first four issues of The Giant Days. I love this series. I'm not completely caught up. I think I'm somewhere in issue 40 somewhere in issue 40 is the last one I read. Thankfully, I have not been buying these. My library has been getting them, so I've just been getting them from the library. I found out about this series on a Facebook page Facebook, and they said it was a pretty good read, and I read it. I'm like, this is actually pretty darn good. I really enjoyed it. So I read a lot of them, like I said, through the library. They have an app in my local library called the Hoopla app. That will let you get books digitally, you know, check them out digitally so you can get them, read them. And that's how I've been reading most of these. And then when I saw them on sale, I would buy what I can. I've got the first three volumes already. It's a really good series. It's good because it's not following, it's following these three girls, sure, but it's not a no consequence story, you know, like it's if you want to have a good time, if you want just a, something different that isn't superhero, this one's a good one to pick up. I can't recommend it enough. Yeah, go check it out. And you know, I just want to thank you guys for listening. This will be if you guys enjoy this, let me know. This is going to be something I'll probably do not a lot, but every once in a while I'll pick a couple like short arcs or just oddball ones that I have enjoyed over the years and go over them. But yeah, that's kind of that's all I got for this set. Until next time, thanks guys. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.